So what should we do?
Well, we should go to confession.
Yeah.
Jesus rejoices over the repentant sinner. So we should go to confession. So if there's somebody at Mass today or watching on the live stream and knows they need to go to confession because there's a big sin on their conscience, go to confession. You don't know the day or the hour the Lord's going to call you. You don't want to go to hell. Let go of the sin. Go to confession. Let our Heavenly Father put you on his shoulders when you enter into those gates so he can show one of the children who repented and makes it into the kingdom. This is what our Father wants, but he can't force it. So yes, we do have to understand that there is a hell. And we're all wounded and we have sin and we don't focus on hell, but we do have to recognize that it's a reality. There's a real possibility if we say, I don't want to be forgiven, I don't want to give my sins over for whatever reason, and they're grave, and we do that till the end, we're not going to go to heaven. It's just that simple. And yet, Jesus is saying, why would you live like that? If I've given my life for you, why would you live like that? Why would you live unhappy with the risk of being unhappy forever? Why would you do that if I have offered you a place in the kingdom? If I have offered you my life, if I say my pardon is for you, just give me your sins, why would you not make that trade with me? Why would you remain sick when there's a doctor? Why would you remain lost when there's a shepherd who has come to find you? Why would you remain dead when the one who is the author of life died in your place and came back to life and invites you to share in that life? Why would you remain like that? Why would you remain paralyzed? Why would you remain blind and deaf? Why? If I have given you the ability to receive your sight, if I've given you the ability to receive your hearing back, why would you remain in a state without the ability to see and hear when it's offered to you? You don't have to die for your salvation in itself. I've done it. Why would you not accept it? The biggest issue is we don't trust. We don't trust that God is good. We have trouble believing in his goodness, and therefore we disobey. We don't believe in the depths that it's fully good for us, or that it's worth it, or that God could be that forgiving, or that God could really love us, or that we could be made new again, or that the shame could be taken away, and that the guilt could be erased. We don't trust. And therefore, we remain in a state of distrust, cornered, sick, or dead in sin. And Jesus waits because he wants the angels in heaven to also rejoice over the repentance. It's a very simple, simple thing. God came and died for us. We can go to heaven. We just have to follow. He says, this is for you. It's for your happiness. It's for your peace. It's for your eternity. God is there forever, but we have to freely accept. So he would ask, why wouldn't you take this gift? It's a good thing to reflect upon if we're not receiving that gift, to really sit there and not just let it be like a fleeting moment where we think about it and then we forget about it, but to sit there if that's the place we're in, and to say, why am I not going to God? And to really talk to God about it and to think about it, not just for a second, not just for a brief moment, but to really go deep and to say, why am I not? And to ask yourself, do I want to be happy? And the answer is going to be yes. Do I want to live forever or do I want to die forever? Well, hopefully your answer is I want to live forever. It's what we're made for. Do I want to be at peace forever? These answers are going to be yes. And then God says, this is how. And if I'm not doing that, why? Why am I not living what I want to live, what I want for myself? Why am I not going for it? And ask God to show you and to heal you of what is holding you back so that you don't waste any more time sick and in misery, but would return to the shepherd and not be the lost straying sheep, but come back into the fold, into the family where you belong. You belong inside the house, safe with the family, not out there in danger on the streets where there is not protection. Out there, it's dangerous outside of God. Here, inside of the house of the kingdom, you're safe and you're alive and you're at peace. And there's joy. These are the things we were created for. And the Lord wants to put his own joy into us. He says that my joy may be in you. So he's not going to just give you a gift of joy and it somehow comes just from your own humanity or my humanity. He says, I'm going to put my joy in you, that my joy may be in you. So the joy that's in the heart of Christ will be inside of you. So you'll have the joy of God himself inside of you. Why wouldn't we want that? Well, we need to ask. If we're not going for it, why do I not want that? Or why am I not going for that? And to really, in that moment, allow our ears to be open to start to listen to the voice of God and to let his voice speak into the heart. Only God can move the heart back to life. There's only two people who can move. There's three people in God, three persons. Only God and ourselves can move our heart. We're free, and God has to be the one to move the heart to share in his life. Nobody else can do it. We can intercede. Blessed Mother can intercede, but only God moves the heart, and we have the freedom to say yes or no. I remember going to confession when I was 17 after years of being far away from God and to a Holy Ghost father. And he was kind of the old school, but he was very loving, but he was kind of the old school, like kind of tough, but I needed it. I remember going into the confession saying, yeah, I don't really go to Sunday Mass. And it was just kind of like, part of me was like, yeah, I kind of just don't really want to do much about it, though I know I'm afraid of going to hell. And I remember just the way I said it didn't have much conviction to want to keep going to Mass. And I remember it was like the confessional shook with thunder. I felt like the walls shook. I remember exactly what he said. He said, with a booming loud voice, he said, well, you better put a halt to this. And in that moment, I said, I'm going to Sunday Mass. It scared me. But what scared me was, my goodness, I am so weak in wanting to follow God. I'm so weak in my resolve. I was so wishy-washy and like, yeah, I don't really go to Sunday Mass. Now, was that just Father alone? I don't know. Was it a grace in the moment? It had to be, I think. And those walls looked like they shook, like thunder shook them. And I left, and I felt like I was walking on clouds. At the time, I didn't understand that that was grace. I thought psychologically I felt better because I got all the fear away that I had sin, and I was afraid of dying before I went to confession. I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't understand how God worked. And so I realized now, and as I was reading the gospel last night for this homily, I was thinking to myself, you know, Jesus said, my burden, my yoke is light. If you give me your sins, if you let me help you, I'm carrying that cross. If you let me shoulder it with you, you're going to see it's light. I'm going to take that elephant off your back, your sins, and you're going to have a peace and a joy. And that's the peace and the joy of the kingdom. Blessed Mother, wrap us in your mantle. Protect us from the lies of the evil one. And help us to turn our hearts over to your Son, to surrender our sins, our life, and experience
the sharing of the divine nature that St. Peter reminds us of in Scripture.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit divinemercyplus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's divinemercyplus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.